Good morning in the Lord. Hallelujah. Taking our Bible verse from our calendar for today. It's a good one. It's really a good one. It's kind of one that changed history. It's from Acts. It's Acts 10:38. Then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. I love that. Are you Christians ready for action? Do we need to get more ready for action?
We do.
Amen. Amen. He went through the country helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. Do you ever feel like you're beaten down by the devil? Yeah, sometimes. Once in a while, you kind of get... And that's when a precious Christian friend either sends you an email, a joke, or a prayer, or comes and prays for you, sends you a card or something, and guess what? The devil just has to get the heck out of there. And if his name is Horace, he really has to get the heck out of there. Amen. Amen. That's kind of a little inside joke, but God does his work his way. He was able to do all this because God was with him, and that's the key. Emmanuel, God with us, and that's what we need. We need God with us, and we need to be aware of the fact that he is with us all the time. When Christians get defeated, it's usually because they're not reckoning on the fact that God is with them. God's with them, and when we say that, even saying it, Emmanuel, there's something about saying it, Emmanuel, God with us, that all of a sudden, instead of your mouth going down, it turns up, because it is a happy, good thought, news thought. Amen. Power, what does it mean that in the King James it says that he was filled with power, dunamis. It means to be able, making things possible. It's a can-do attitude, means to be of power, miraculous power, ability, abundance, strength, and wonderful work. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that Jesus did when he walked this earth. And because he was anointed of the Holy Spirit to do that, how many of you have been anointed with the Holy Spirit? Yeah. All of us, huh? We can raise our hands and we can receive that very same Spirit Jesus had is in us. And we need to yield ourselves to it and yield ourselves to that Spirit and then minister to other people because of that wonderful Spirit, the same Spirit he had, we can use as we fulfill our calling in the body of Christ. Let's stand and let's say this precious scripture together. Then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country, helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all this because God was with him. And what are we going to do about it, Pastor Kel?
We're going to bring our praises to him. We're going to worship him. We're going to enjoy the Lord this morning.
Sounds good to me.